Listen Up Audio presents Ashes, a story about cigarettes, cremation, and hope. Written and read by Mala Mukherjee. Prologue. Dad and I lifted the top from the square metal canister that held a plastic bag of Mom's ashes. When I looked inside, the absence of the vibrant burgundy sari she had been wearing surprised me. I knew the sari had burned with her body, but the dullness of her remains betrayed the strength of her presence. Two of Mom's brothers and one of her sisters gathered around the canister Dad held. Together, they ran the soft powder through their fingers, placed the white-gray ash to their lips, and wept their goodbyes. Unhindered tears landed in pools on their necks. Dad, my brother Raj, and I watched them for many silent moments. When they finished, we all embraced. Dad chose one of the many barges waiting by the river's edge for the three of us to board. Under a clear sky, the thin dhoti-wearing driver rowed us over the Ganges River. A slight wind blew and the September sun shone, warm yet mild. To my right, Dad perched on a sliver of a bench. Raj laid back on the bow of the boat, resting his head on his folded arms. "Look up, Mala," he said. When I did, I saw a single strip of a rainbow. A couple of weeks prior, a psychic had told us that Mom would communicate from the other side in that form. "I don't believe it," I said. Raj and I began to sob. "What's going on?" Dad asked. Raj pointed to the rainbow above us. "Someone told us Mom would come to us as a rainbow." Raj bent his head and gulped down a sob. "She's here with us." I'd hated Dad my whole life, but when his tears joined ours, the hard edges of my hatred softened. We floated in the middle of the river for a long while. I glanced back to shore several times to find Mom's sister and brothers on the river's edge, while Dad looked lost in thought and Raj focused on the rainbow that did not dissipate or move. Much too soon, the light breeze on the water stopped. A film of sweat rose over my face and body. The Calcutta heat pierced our sacred space and forced the inevitable. We had to let Mom go. "Dad, should we do this?" I asked. He nodded his head, heavy with pain, and lifted the canister onto the bench beside him. With a sigh, Raj kneeled in front of Dad. Each of us took handfuls of ash and dropped them in the gently lapping river. In between my fingers, I found a dusty identification slip, which stated Mom's name, cremation date, and number. That I tucked into my backpack. With each release of the powder, I whispered over and over, "You're free, Mom. You're free." She no longer bore the burden that broke her body. She escaped a life torn between India and America, her children and her marriage. When Dad lifted the bag from the canister to release the last of the powder stuck in the bottom corners, a surprise gust of wind blew them all over me, and only me. I was covered in her. My black skirt turned gray and the hair on my arm shimmered. I watched the ash create a paste with my sweat. I hoped it was Mom's way of telling me that she was free, but a part of me. I didn't want to move beyond that moment on the river. I didn't want to change my skirt or shower off that paste. With the ceremonies completed, all I had left was a life without her. A life I didn't think I could survive. My hands shook when I wiped my tears beneath my sunglasses. The river stilled to a hush. I looked up to find the rainbow, but it had disappeared, like Mom's ashes into the water. Part 1. Cigarettes. Chapter 1. Split. A giant unspoken worry filled my childhood. My parents didn't understand how America worked, and I could tell by the way they looked at each other with terror when seemingly small choices presented themselves. Each of their faces tightened. Dad clenched and unclenched his jaw, and Mom's eyes grew wide, while her thin eyebrows lifted a little. They didn't speak of their uncertainty, only showed it. They got those
Sample complete. Ready to continue?